I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. So what's a movie lover to do? No new openings because theaters are shutting down for the duration. Well, new releases are coming. It'll just take a week or so before they find their way to video on demand. For the moment, fans all over the web are sharing lists of their favorite outbreak flicks available for streaming. Most lists include such terrifying films as, yes, you guessed it, Outbreak and Contagion. There's also The Andromeda Strain, Robert Wise's 1971 screen version of the Michael Crichton novel. I must say, I'm not a fan. The action is plodding, in spite of the provocative premise. A lethal organism from outer space comes to Earth via a satellite probe. And the ending is as cluttered and flat as it was in the book. An executive who worked on the production at Universal told me a story about that. Lou Wasserman, the Hollywood titan running the studio, summoned Michael Crichton to a meeting to talk about fixing the ending for the film version. But they never got around to the subject at hand, and the ending never got fixed, because Wasserman was so eager to impress the famous author that he instructed his secretary to put through all of his calls. The premise is similar in The X from Outer Space, which is available on the Criterion Channel, a great resource for classic films in these troubled times. Scientists return from Mars with spores that precipitate a global calamity. But no one can accuse this 1967 camp classic from Japan of being plotting. It is, in a word, ludicrous. In additional words, it's cheesy, tacky, shrewdly goofy, dulcetly daffy, gleefully silly, and absurdly entertaining. Does nonsense like this really have a place in the urgency of the moment? Watch those spores grow into a 200-foot-tall rubber suit space chicken, and you may be glad that it does. We may be hunkered down in our apartments and homes, but we needn't be trapped in the present. The story of Louis Pasteur, which streams on Amazon, was made in 1936, yet it still serves as a model, a pleasantly old-fashioned model, of how much accurate information a film can convey in a conventional dramatic form. Paul Muni plays the 19th-century French biologist with taut intensity. Pasteur created the first vaccines for the anthrax and rabies, but one scene toward the end carries a special message for our time. Pasteur's daughter is about to give birth, and the great man demands that her obstetrician sterilize his instruments. An equally radical thought, wash his hands. The physician scoffs. See here, I've brought hundreds of babies into the world. But Pasteur perseveres. Wash them to the elbows, he insists. Then don't be afraid. Use the brush. The brush. The brush. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.